Masechet Avot, Perek Dalir, Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah says, Rabbi Ishmael beno Omer, Rabbi Ishmael, the son of Rabbi Yosef, teaches the following. Ha-hosech atzmo min hadin. If a judge removes himself from a deliberation before him, if there are more qualified judges to take the case, and he realizes that, and he wants to let everyone else take over, or he realizes he doesn't have the ability, for whatever reason, to analyze every claim or piece of evidence in front of him, or if somebody removes himself from judgment by having the people compromise, avoiding any deliberations, avoiding having to go through everything, but they come to a compromise that's going to be in agreement with everybody and they avoid their mahloket. That type of judge who causes the situation, porek miminu eva vegezel ushvuat shav. He frees himself from hatred, robbery, and the responsibility of Hashem's name being said in vain by an unnecessary swear. When the losing party gets the result, he's going to hate the judge. So he frees himself from having hatred from that litigant. And also, if they go through everything and the judge made a mistake, he could be causing one side to steal from the other. He could be an accessory to that theft that's happening if things are going wrong. And then thirdly, he could cause a shivu'at shav. He could cause a person to swear that he's owed money when in reality he's not. So he could be helping in that. So a judge who avoids going through with all of this avoids all of that responsibility and all of that potential avera. V'hagas libo behora'ah, a judge who's quick to grab cases and is confident in his ability to make decisions, and therefore he doesn't work it, he doesn't strain himself, he's not deliberate, he's not a person who takes his time. Then that type of person, shote rasha v'gasruach, he's a fool, he's wicked, and he's arrogant. He's a person who thinks he knows all the answers. So when he thinks he knows everything, he's not going to ever have the ability to analyze things properly. He'll never change anything about himself because he doesn't think he's capable of making mistakes. And not only is he a fool for that reason, but he is also a rasha. He's a wicked person because he rushes to judgment. And a person who doesn't have yirat shamayim, then he's going to make mistakes and he's going to rule quickly and he's going to cause people to have issues, and he's an arrogant individual if he thinks that he could get things done in a quick way, better than other people. He has arrogance and he really is after kavod and positions of power, serara, and this is the type of judge a person wants to stay away from, a person who's not doing things l'shem shamayim.